Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brewski.
Featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Rahmani.
Really kind of surprised that this has not been something already. Parents facing charges for the deeds of their children. I'm a parent. I've just always kind of assumed if my children do something horrible, I'm going to be on the line for it as well. But we've seen so many cases of children getting guns, going to schools and shooting them up and becoming school shooters. And the parents just kind of a bystander in the background, not necessarily facing the charges for their children's actions. But we're starting to see that change a little bit. We've recently seen in a Michigan case, James and Jennifer Crumbly, they're facing charges, very serious charges, for the fact that their son got a hold of a gun that they, in fact, did give to him and shooting up the school. We've also seen some in the last week, an 11-year-old who got a hold of mom's handgun and went and started shooting at football players that he had a beef with. The mother only being charged with second-degree misdemeanor at this moment. Surprise, it's not reckless endangerment. But we're seeing more and more of this. And I would guess to say rightfully so in some cases. But how exactly do we set the bar on this? What do we do to say, okay, you as a parent in this situation should be held accountable, but you in this other should not? It seems like it can get into a really gray area very quickly. To discuss, Nima Rahmani, President, West Coast Trial Lawyers Association. Nima, what are your thoughts on all of this?
You know, Tony, this is one of the areas where the law is kind of shifting and evolving. And I agree with you. I mean, I think the Crumbly should absolutely be charged. You know, there's gray, but there's really black and white. And, you know, for parents buying a gun for their kid, giving it to them, I think for Christmas or before Christmas, a kid with some clearly documented mental health issues, right? He's searching for ammunition. He's drawing all sorts of bloody, gruesome scenes. The parents are getting calls from the school and they're doing nothing, you know? So, you know, you're really talking about parents who are playing Russian roulette with people's lives, other children. So, you know, this isn't a case where, you know, mom and dad forgot to lock up their gun and the kid got access to it. I think that's certainly negligent, but this is really crossing the line in my book. And I think it's a righteous prosecution.
It certainly is. My question is, will it actually make a difference if we start going after these parents? I mean, I kind of make the analogy on this of it's turning on your lights in a rainstorm syndrome. There, no matter how many people say, turn on your lights, or the radio says, turn on your lights, if you don't have the sense to actually do that, is the penalties or the repercussions of others that we've seen, you know, going off the road, getting into accidents, does that ever change anything? And the fact that if we do have some more repercussions here, will that essentially influence better parenting or what effect does it make? And I'm not saying that we shouldn't do it, because I think we should, but will it make a difference is the question.
I don't think it's going to make a huge difference, unfortunately, and this is why. I really do think the Crumblies are a unique case because of all the red flags, everything that they did affirmatively. This is one of the areas where the civil and criminal law, you know, they diverge, right? Criminal law, generally you need an affirmative act. We call it actus reus in Latin. You got to do something, right, to be held criminally responsible. Civil liability, of course, if you don't do something, you're negligent, you can be sued, but you can't be put in jail. Now, obviously, there's some instances where you could be prosecuted for failure to act if there's an affirmative duty. But usually speaking, unless the parents are actually doing something affirmatively wrong, like the Crumbleys, you're not going to see prosecutions. You know, I know there's a lot of Second Amendment folks and gun rights enthusiasts. They're really sort of concerned about this case. But what I'm telling them is, it's not like, how many mass shooters do we know where they got the gun from a family member, right? Or it's not even theirs, or all sorts of violent criminals. And the gun owner, the rightful gun owner, is rarely, if ever, prosecuted. So I think this is a unique case. It's really an example for parents on the extreme not to arm their dangerous children.
Yeah.
But I think if you're looking at the sad, run-of-the-mill kind of negligence case where someone gets shot, even though gun violence is a huge problem in this country, I don't think those cases or anything near it is going to result in prosecution like we're seeing here.
And I think that that's one of those things in this case specifically that makes it very interesting is the fact that, yeah, they armed a child that they knew had mental health problems. How do you legislate parents being, I guess, aware or accepting those mental health problems, and then also legislate them not making a poor decision like this to get their child a weapon? It just seems like either you're going to already have that common sense or you're not.
Yeah, I mean, it's really sort of the difference between kind of your simple negligence to just going above and beyond. I mean, this is just negligent. This is reckless. I mean, the example, like I said, is Russian roulette. Yeah, they might not have pulled the trigger, but they armed the gunman, you know? So, yeah. You know, if I, it's no different from a sort of a co-conspirator or an accomplice. Obviously, look, the facts are different. I'm not saying it falls squarely within those legal four corners, but the Crumbleys, I think, are a unique case that we're not going to see typically.
Yeah, it's not one that necessarily, I mean, it can create some precedent, but there's so many elements to this that are not similar to other cases. Does it really set any sort of precedent at the end of the day if they are, in fact, facing consequences, jail time, prison time for the act of their son?
I don't think so. I think this is going to be a unique case, a one-off. Look, it may happen again, but from my experience, the vast majority of these cases, you know, people who have guns, they want to keep it out of the hands of their kids, right? I mean, let's not forget, most of the time when kids get a hold of guns, they shoot themselves or a friend. So they're not necessarily taking to school and shooting others. So the people that are at most risk are actually the kids in the home.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.